This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Scottsdale, Arizona, and tonight we are doing an event called Remembering Our Veterans, which is, folks, the heart of the ministry. It's the heart of the gospel. Christ crucified is the pearl of the church and to the church. So again, this is the heart of the ministry, so it's a great opportunity. It's called Remembering Our Veterans. It's at 16040 North 5th Avenue in Glendale, Arizona tonight at 5:30, and it goes till 8:30. Supposed to be a cool thing. Never done this event before, so we will find out if it is yay or nay when we get there. So again, you want to go to the schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You will see us down there at 16040 North 59th Avenue, Glendale, Arizona at 5:30 tonight at an event called Remembering Our Veterans, put on by a senator. So again, we're being called up by these politicians, friends, because they want us to preach our message. The church should be leading the charge across the country concerning the issues that we face. And this is one of the things that I learned right away. Speaking of which, when Jesus said in Mark 8:15, beware of believing the wicked doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the religious wicked doctrines of corrupt politicians, he said, beware of that. He also said in that of Matthew, verse 15, where he said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. This is why the church is called to follow Christ, who is the light of the world, so we can see that the direction that we're going as we follow the Christ. Because without the Word of God, folks, the only thing that we have is darkness, and the church is called to lead that way with the banner, no king but King Jesus. Concerning the things that we're going to be talking about today on the show, it's interesting because, you know, we see what's going on with Starbucks. We see what's going on with Adidas. We see what's going on with Disney. And I'm going to cover that in just a couple minutes here. But it's interesting. The world literally, and I've talked to politicians, senators, representatives. I've talked to the police force. I've talked to sheriffs. I've talked to the chief of police. They're all asking one question. They're asking the question, where is the church? You can't make up what's going on here, folks. The church is called to be militant. They're not to be called a bunch of pacifists and a bunch of capitulators. They know not Christ, and they're not born of the Spirit, folks, because if they were, those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke, and there's a lot of smoke that needs to be cleared out of the way by those that have been lit of fire and aflame by the Holy Ghost. And I'm talking about Hebrews 1:7. Read it, because it equates itself perfectly with Scripture as to the point that I'm making even now. John G. Lake said Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It didn't go into the world to become friends with the world, folks. or to love them into a relationship, which is unscriptural, with Jesus. It's a union, not a relationship, right? We're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Folks, we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Read the whole chapter of John 17. Just finished that book yesterday. But it's interesting, the church is called to go and take it, folks. We're to take dominion. We've been given power over all the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. And again, it's right when politicians in law enforcement asking where the church has concerning the issues. And I'll get into that more in just a couple minutes, but I want you to listen carefully to this. John G. Lake rightly said Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went in to slay the powers of darkness and to undo the works of the devil. Isn't that what Jesus did on the cross? Absolutely. And isn't that what the church is called to do? Absolutely. In John 20, after Jesus' resurrection, he looked at his church and he said, look at the holes in my hands, look at the holes in my feet. And then he said to them, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And then he blew upon them the Holy Ghost. Where is this, folks? Where is this? I'll tell you where it's at. It's inside of a building in America today where they're being preached a false gospel. A faith without works, which is dead, as you can well see. And you can see the fruits of their faithlessness is hanging on the branches of their tree. And yet they continuously call themselves Christians when, in fact, it's a lack thereof. Hey, folks, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap men, deceiving and ruining the souls of men. Isn't that right? Yes, absolutely. The Christian life, most haven't figured out, is no picnic or excursion. It's not an entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, folks, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it's a spiritual warfare. Why the armor? Go to Ephesians 6:12, folks. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a battle. It's not a game. From the moment that they first draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled and commanded by God to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. I mean, what a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies that they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully and succeeding to get into heaven and receive the crown of life. Read Matthew 7:13. Hey, folks, they scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them, as you can see, unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. And it is just at that point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defect. There is little to nothing of the soldier elements in it. The discipline, self-denial, the spirit of hardship and determination that belongs to the military life are so prominent in it that they are lacking Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the end. Hey, folks, remember, the church is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, but we first got to get into the church. We're going to get to the main topic and a couple topics on the way before the main topic in just a moment. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It's Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to jump online, you can at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. We're up on the top left side of that page on social media platforms. Also, go to SOL Radio on top of that page and subscribe to the Rumble feed. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, add to, take away, whatever the case might be. If you want to contend, 234, you can do that as well. Or if you just want to add, again, to the conversation, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We at the sonsoflibertyradio.com understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And we hold to the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5, the only mediator and the only name under heaven whereby man might be saved, Acts 4:12. So you see a lot of this going on. Speaking of, where is the church right now? Well, the church is in the closet while the sodomites are coming out of the closet. And it's interesting, we're noticing that four companies are now facing backlash for pushing transgenderism, no such thing. And the LGBT, by the way, the ideology on consumers, I want you to all understand, folks, that this is the government pushing this. And our government is supposed to condemn these actions every step of the way. But in fact, what they're trying to do is they're trying to demoralize you so they can control you. That is the government interest as to pushing the gay agenda. And again, folks, in every state of our union, they condemn these actions, but you're not seeing the government doing their job. You're seeing them doing the opposite of the purpose of which they have been placed. One of the very purposes of government is to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4. And the second one is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And you're seeing just the exact opposite, which you can put that up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and Isaiah 5:20. And to maintain order, not to create disorder, and this is what you're seeing today, folks. And again, where's the church? Where is the church? And isn't it interesting that the homosexuals, the sodomite folks, isn't it interesting that they used the flag, Genesis 9:12? The flag, the pride flag, by the way, was a bow that the Lord put over after destroying the world. And why did the Lord destroy the world? Because of the wickedness of man. And here's the forehead and face of Satan himself trying to pervert and mock everything that the Lord does by using the bow and then calling it pride. Okay? I mean, folks, this at every level is daring the justice of God. And let me remind you, daring the justice of God isn't just what the government is trying to promote right now or what the sodomites are trying to promote right now. No, the Lord is also judging and bringing justice upon the heads of the accomplices of those that sit back and tolerate these crimes against nature. And don't get it wrong, folks. Hold the scripture. When you look at state statute in Romans 1, what does it talk about? Crimes against nature. And that's exactly what you're going to find in state statute. So you see these companies now facing backlash. You know, it's interesting because I was talking to my wife this morning, and I was thinking about when I was the national martyr speaking out against this agenda 15, 18 years ago. I mean, MSNBC came after me, City Pages in Minneapolis, which is no more, the Minnesota Independent, which is no more, the set representatives, which are no more in Minnesota, every one of those that gathered together against us, the word came true and the Lord vindicated his word on the behalf of this ministry by causing them to fall and disperse. And that's what happened. But what's interesting, folks, is I'm waiting for my apology from all of the said Christians that said I was being way too hard concerning what's going on here. I'm waiting for the apology from New York Times and from MSNBC and CNN and national outlets that were saying it had nothing to do with children. See how the gift of the prophet works, friends? And I'm not talking about me being a prophet. I'm talking about the gift of the prophetic. And if you look at James 5, it's interesting the afflictions that the prophetic people had to go through until the time that the Lord vindicated the prophetic word or that prophet. Isn't it interesting that throughout patience over the last 15 to 18 years, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. So through patience, now we see the agenda in the face of what it's all about. It's always been about kids, friends. It's always been about kids. The whole sodomite agenda is predicated and premised on man-boy love. I mean, their slogan, friends, is sex before eight, before it's too late. And who said that? The founder of Nambla. Isn't it interesting who highlighted him? Kevin Jennings, who was Obama's unconstitutional appointed czar, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering Elementary Education. I mean, Americans, this is the face of government. They're the ones advocating this. They're showing you what they're guilty of. And instead of condemning these crimes, they're trying to justify them. And why? Because they're guilty of it. That's why you must impeach. That's why you must prosecute each and every one of them. Folks, you have provision to do so. I want to say this. Disney's losing big time stock. Target's losing big time stock. Starbucks is losing big time stock. Adidas is losing big time stock. And all these other corporations that are working hand in glove on calling in the favor concerning the corrupt in federal and state governments when they're beginning to exhibit the favor that the government's calling upon them to go ahead and exhibit and to promote and promulgate. What am I talking about? Look, all these corporations that are going at it at the same time, I guarantee you they're extorted. I guarantee it. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. They're extorted. I guarantee you they're getting major tax breaks. And then when the government calls in the favor, then they get on the favor that they have been called upon to actually bring forth. And it's exactly what's happening. This is why they're all doing this together. Now, you just seen that. Let me bring you to the next level here. School board defies state law so it can force LGBT ideas down the throats of the kids. No! law condemn these crimes. And if you are not going to be the law, then you know what? Just sit back until you're taken out of the way. Amos 6:3, because it's just a matter of time before you are taken out of the way. I mean, you want to talk about the end times, and when you look at the end times, what do you see? The love of many waxes cold because of what? The workers of lawlessness. They just let everything go. Me and my wife were just outside before the show today, and we were listening to a conversation of grown-ups. And they were talking about the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers and the new stadium they're building. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, we need a reality check here. Again, where is the church? Right? The grown-ups are so distracted through their entertainment. You know what's going to be on the headstone of America, folks, if you let it? Americans entertained themselves to death. Through what? Serving their idols, which Scripture clearly condemns, Jeremiah 11:13. Now, you guys have all heard about how Target's losing all this money. It's not about the money, friends. It's about the agenda. Because, again, they are trying to force this down upon the people so they can rule over you. This whole transgenderism, the boy wanting to be the girl and the girl wanting to be the boy, this is Satan working through his minions, trying to erase the line of right and wrong in which God has established through his moral law. That's what this is all about. Look at this. This is at a Target, folks. It's a little goat's head, and it has three crosses. It's the LGBTQRSTUVWX symbol, and then it says, Satan respects pronouns. And notice in the left corner of what you're seeing here is the Ouija board. And guess who used that, folks, during her re-election campaign? And whereas in the state of Michigan, Governor Whisper was not re-voted or re-elected by the people of that state, they forced her in because she is the plant, because the American people, again, did not understand that this voter fraud that's taking place is absolutely provable. They, the small amount and the small portion of the corrupt, want you to believe their deceptive measures, and the only way that they're getting away with it is because you are believing their deceptive measures. And they're scared to death that you're going to figure it out. I want to show you one more thing before the... I got to take a hard break. I'll show this to you right on the other side, and then we'll get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy feels a deal to raise the debt ceiling is on the horizon. They're just not quite there yet.
Look, I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
McCarthy, speaking at the Capitol this morning, did not go into detail on what sticking points remain, but he did say they will meet the June 5th deadline. Vice President Kamala Harris making history by delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Harris told the graduates they are entering a world filled with threats to global security and stability. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. That evidence was made public in a court filing that was made on Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, you got Bradley Beam here, broadcasting live from Scottsdale. We are going to be doing an event tonight in Glendale, Arizona. My goodness, folks, I mean, I sat back and thought about being in Florida last week and now in Arizona, and then we got the Minnesota State Fair coming up for 12 days, and back and forth from California to Michigan. We were just in the East Coast 3 weeks ago. I mean, we are all over the place. Doing what we can do. We're keeping people awake here. That's my job, is to awake the dead church. And that's exactly what scripture tells us we're supposed to do. We're called to be the light of the world as we follow the Christ, and we are called to be witnesses of his resurrection. So with that said, folks, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you really quick again so I can get to the main topic here as to what was found at the Target stores across the country. And it's a picture in the top left corner for those that are listening to me in 157 cities, 159, one of the two. But it's a Ouija board. And it has a little top piece for the Ouija board. And then right in front of that is the sodomite symbolism on the head of a goat. And then it says, Satan respects pronouns. Okay? So they're not hiding anything. I want to say this again because I need to. Everyone's asking, Americans, where's the church? I've been asking that for 23 years. You're seeing the church, folks. You're seeing the church. Those that call themselves the church in America, just because they call themselves Christians, doesn't make it so. Remember, Jesus was crucified for rebuking those hypocrites, and that's exactly what you're seeing in this country. This is what I wanted you to see. Someone just brought it up on social media platforms, and you're exactly right. This is the media And this is the government pushing an illegal agenda to overthrow constitutional law. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, was right when he said that our Constitution is made solely for a religious, a Christian, and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Do you understand that what you're seeing is foreign to American government? Hey, folks, this is one nation under God. This isn't one nation under Satan. You understand? We are ruled by God's law in this country. We are not ruled by Satan's lawlessness. And that's what you're tolerating every time you see these sorts of things taking place. This is a direct reflection of the government, which falls to the front door of an inadequate, apathetic, complacent, incompetent church in this country, which, again, is a lack of Christianity. Pride Month, said constitutionalrights.org, is a cynical exercise in state-enforced homosexuality. That is exactly what it is. This is exactly what it's about. Let me say it one more time. They want to demoralize you. They want to make a prey out of your children. They're trying to assert parental authority so they can have way with your children. Look what's going on in the state of Minnesota, in Michigan, in California, in New York. This, by the way, is a reflection of the church that's MIA at every given opportunity. We're going to take Suzanne from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Suzanne?
Hey, Bradley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a little hot here in Arizona. Actually, we left Minnesota. I think it was 45 degrees. We've been here for four days now. Right when we landed, it was 100 degrees. So no complaints. How are you?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm a little behind on your show, but I just wanted to comment about the church and where they are. They're waiting to get raptured, don't you know? It's just amazing. And I know I commented on your show yesterday about the absence and the silence. And when you do try and talk to anybody about the things that are going on in our world, because it's, you know, the church should be leading and not following, or I don't know what we're doing, what the church is doing. But
That's right.
you become the negative. You're so negative, and you know, you just go on with yourself, and you know, leave us in our little bubble of happiness and all this stuff. Because you're right, what you said in the beginning of your show, the walk of a true follower in Jesus Christ is not tipping through the tulips and smelling the roses all along the way. It's a battle.
It's truly a battle. Yeah, and until they get in it, they're never going to stand it. And the bottom line is what I've seen over and over, Suzanne, from the top to the bottom, and I still have to have this conversation with my listeners, but when you go to the top of the church, the hierarchy in the Church of America, you'll understand exactly why we're in trouble, because they're the ones that are rolling over in the face of these atrocities and these acts that are taking place through a corrupt government. And the reason is because they believe they have too much to lose. And the problem is they're not going to take it with them. So their objective and what their heart's set on are on the wrong things every step of the way. They love their increase. They love their money more than they love Jesus Christ. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Amen. No, you're absolutely 100%. And it's just, it's unbelievable, really, to see. It's just amazing to watch. And like I said, unless you're walking along with them and, you know, everything's, you know, great and you're not saying anything, truth is negative anymore. Truth is absolute. The Bible is negative to people. It's the truth. You know, it's very clear and plain what the Bible says and how you're supposed to live your life for Jesus. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, it's black and white. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, well, you love everybody where they're at. And I'm like, well, loving them and not telling them the truth. How are you loving them when you're not telling them the truth? Because we don't know our end days. We don't know our day, the last day we're here. You know?
That's right. It's interesting that you brought that up, because they've created a God who is all love, a false love. By the way, the standard is fallen man, not a risen Christ. All grace, a false grace. All mercy, a false mercy. No sovereignty of the Lord, no justice, because evil men understand not justice. Proverbs 28. No holiness and no wrath. They've created an idol, Suzanne, is what they've done. And it's the God of the world, not the God of the Bible, that they mean to serve.
Right, right. Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
So we're in it. By the way, I did read comments, and I totally appreciated it, that somebody actually understood what I was talking about yesterday, because after the show, I said to my wife, I said, I don't think a person understood a thing that I said, yet I understood everything I said.
Well, you know, you speak clearly. I mean, and I thank God, I thank him every day for taking my blinders off. You know, I mean, I'm a wretch, you know, I know what I am, you know, but I redeemed in the blood of Jesus, but he takes those blinders off, and it's so clear, Bradley. It's so clear. It's just clear. But you got to want to hear it. But you got to have the spirit to hear it. You know,
absolutely.
And you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway,
I told you.
Yeah.
And I totally appreciate your phone call.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Hey, enjoy that heat. You know, because winter's on its way. No, I'm kidding.
One more. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Suzanne. I totally appreciate the phone call. Listen, the gospel of Jesus Christ offends men in sin. The gospel of Jesus Christ offends men in sin. Folks, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8. He does not come to comfort men that are in known sin. That comfort that the Lord talks about, John 16:33, comes from the Holy Ghost, which is also found in 14, 15, and 16. It's interesting that he comes to comfort men that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. Just wanted to make clear we all understood that. So let's do that. I want to get to the main topic. Thank you for the phone call. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-23, I'm sorry, that's the booking number, sorry. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to hear this, because, folks, how controlled is the narrative? Well, let me ask you the question. You see all the suppression illegally taking place against the First Amendment, against free speech, all the illegal censorship, which is a violation of the First Amendment, right? Yes. Okay, so you see that. If you see that happening, and they're doing this right in front of you, then when they're offering up your presidential candidates, I get a question for you. How controlled must that narrative be? Yesterday, I took the time to show my friends and my viewers and my listeners that the top candidate right now that has 69% of the vote, apparently, don't believe these polls, friends, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the one that said he wanted to make America great again. Donald Trump is the one that they're pushing again. And I want to tell you why, because he's a part of those that are behind the driving of the narrative. They want to set the narrative. Listen, when I say this, I don't know how many times I need to say it or how many different ways I need to say it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And yesterday I highlighted not that alone, that Donald Trump was in the lead, but DeSantis, just like I told you 3 years ago, who was going to run for the presidency, has 13% of the vote. And then the other candidates that are given to you, friends, everybody knows who they are. You know what's interesting, folks? I have people now. Actually, today I had one, and I hope I'm free to say this. I'll get to this point right after the other side as to how people are now calling me, asking me for the link that exposed Donald Trump for who he was, in which the mainstream media suppressed and censored. I'll get right back to that in a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, just kind of riding off some of the social media platform comments right now. Just had a guy right now say, with you exposing Trump for the criminal that he is, why do so many of the guests that come on seem to still support him? Now, I don't know what direction, if you're talking about those that I've had sent in for me during the show. The only thing I can do, friends, is continuously show them what I'm about ready to show you, because I can't do anything more than that. But I do believe that many of these people are willfully blind, Jeremiah 5:21. With that said, I don't know how that they cannot see the fruit hanging on the branches of Donald Trump, especially with him saying how to make America great again, and then him doing bringing forth the fruit that brought us to where we're at today. That's willfully blind to me. And that's what I believe that we're dealing with. Now, what I wanted to say during the last break or the last segment was, it's interesting to me, and I want you to listen carefully, because this is how it is. It's just like this whole gay pride stuff going on. 15, 18 years ago, I told the American people it's about the kid. I was the national martyr by the mainstream media saying that I was a liar, I was a hater, I was a bigot. Well, hang on to this one then, friends, okay? I'm telling you right now, folks, when you see what you see today with Donald Trump, and you can't call him out for who he is and expose his fruit for what he's produced, again, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? Okay, that's scary stuff. It's almost like this, going back to make my point to the person that left a comment on social media platforms. You still see people every once in a while wearing masks, and it makes me angry. Because there is so much information out there exposing the pandemic for what it was. And by the way, Donald Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. And keep in mind, over 300,000 Americans alone that have taken that shot are dead today. And you were told that by this program, that this was what was going to happen, by the likes of Dr. Tenpenny, Tim Brown's morning show exposing what was inside of these experimental jabs. There's no excuse for people to be walking around wearing a mask anymore. You know what it's about. And if you don't know what it's about, why don't you go ahead, and I'm talking to the person that has a diaper on his face that doesn't work, say it's the manufacturer, why don't you ask all the other people that don't have masks on why they don't have them on? And they all well know why they don't have a mask on, because they didn't drink the Kool-Aid, and they're not having to worry about the side effects of these experimental jabs. Those people wearing masks are trying to justify the unjustifiable. Just like those that are continuously trying to support Donald Trump at this point, they're trying to justify the unjustifiable. Here, I need to just show you this so you can see for yourself and decide for yourself as to how this works. And this was, and I'm just going to bring you down through them, itemize each and every one of them for you. But this is what it is. You have DeVos. This was given unto us by our friends by the Newman Report, Freedom Project Media. And Alex Newman highlighted the fact that Betsy DeVos, the U.S. Education Secretary, under that of Donald Trump, signed on to the globalist UN agenda, okay? Nobody can deny that, but nobody wanted to talk about that when Donald Trump was there. Why? They were being suppressed. And why were they being suppressed? Well, that's a question that you're going to have to ask for yourself, folks. Why were they being suppressed, okay? We know that Donald Trump, according to MRCTV, actually funded that of Planned Parenthood, his first legislative act. He told the people that were protesting in Washington, D.C., that he was the most pro-life president in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense. And the only people cheering him were the ones that were ignorant enough to actually believe what he was saying. But what I want you to see is the fact is that he actually gave $600 million more. And by the way, I didn't produce this fruit. I'm just exposing it, right? We're fruit inspectors. But this is the Washington Times exposing the fact that Donald Trump gave $600 million more to that of Planned Parenthood than that of Barack Hussein Obama. This was under Donald Trump's administration. Planned Parenthood reports increase in government funding. Of course. Donald Trump, every step of the way, did the opposite of what he said, folks. Somebody just asked me today, you know, again, we got more information here, highlighting the fact that Donald Trump gave more money to Planned Parenthood than that even of Barack Obama. We also highlighted the fact that he called himself the most Second Amendment, the most pro-Second Amendment president in American history. Makes no sense. The only ones cheering him on were those that were ignorant enough not to know who we are and where it is that we came from. Made zero sense. But after his first 500 days of being in the administration, Donald Trump, there was 55 gun control laws, as they called them, which undermined the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, that were passed in 26 different states. And by the way, did you know who the 26 states that passed the 55 gun control measures were after the school shooting in Florida? And remember Donald Trump said, just forget due process. Just go ahead and prosecute them. In other words, they're guilty until proven innocent. That's not how it works here. But did you know who the 26 governors were that passed the 55 gun control laws that undermined the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? They were those that are sold to you as the conservatives, the good guys. They were the Republicans throughout the United States that were passing these bills against the people throughout the United States under Donald Trump. Okay? I'm just showing these things to you so you can see for yourself. Also, while he was promising to build the wall, if you remember, it started out at $4 billion, then it went to $5 billion. In every interview he did, it kept going up and up. It went from $4 to $5 billion, then it went to $12 billion, then it went to $25 billion, only to find out they're still talking about building the wall that was never built. And why were the people worried about the wall not being built? Because of the Islamic infiltration into the United States, which, by the way, were being lured into America by mayors and governors. Just so you know how this works, this is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28:43, Deuteronomy 28:63. Read it when you get a moment. But remember how he was talking about building the wall? Did you know that Corruption Chronicles, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization came out and told the American people that Donald Trump is funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. I'm showing you all this right now. It tripled under Donald Trump. But this is the guy they say is leading the way with the polls concerning the American people. Do you see how they're driving the narrative? Donald Trump was appeasing the American people into believing that he was building a wall. Not one inch of brand new wall was ever built. 100 miles of refurbished wall was. But folks, look at, they're still infiltrating. Just last week, just 2 days ago, I was with Sheriff Mark Lamb having dinner with him and his wife. And I'd asked him about what he's seeing in America today as far as the illegals coming in. He said, it's not getting better, Bradley. He said, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. What about these omnibus bills that Donald Trump was signing? I guess this is how you make America great again. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security funded America's avowed enemy. This was all Donald Trump. Also keep in mind, he was also granting pardons to political prisoners on his way in and on his way out. As a matter of fact, the night before he left office, he freed a couple hundred political prisoners under the cover of darkness, Americans. See, this is what happens when you just take them for face value, and now the mainstream media is driving the narrative that Donald Trump wants to make America great again. Do you remember that during his first 41 seconds after his victory speech, remember how he sold himself as prosecuting Hillary Clinton? Did you know that the first 41 seconds of his speech, he said, quote, I quote, Donald Trump, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I also wanted you to see this. Donald Trump is also called himself, as he tweeted, that he is the most gay president in American history. I'm showing you this on social media platforms. Washington Blade reports Trump retweets video praising himself as most pro-gay president. But yet the church took him as a Christian? Are you people kidding me? Advocating what God condemns is daring the justice of God, Americans. That's where we're at. Who are they driving the people to again? Do you see how they're controlling the narrative and driving the narrative? Please share this video. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.